Writer Bob Reese became angry after a hideous terrorist act in the District of Columbia.
A friend of mine in Washington was in a car that was blown up by Chilean right-wing terrorists back in 1976.
Reese's friend survived, but not so the former Chilean defense minister under Allende. Bob Reese was in the courtroom when the killer was sentenced to just 3 years in prison.
Got leniency after the government prosecutors asked for leniency because they'd made a deal. That drove home to me the necessity for retaliating against terrorists.
Bob Reese has retaliated in his own way by writing a novel called Divine Assassin.
Each subsequent terrorist act that I've read about in the world has fueled my desire to write this kind of book.
In Bob Reese's novel, Divine Assassin, the hero sets out to seek revenge after his lover is killed when she accidentally gets into the way of terrorist killers hired by Libya's Gaddafi.
The book happens to be about an attempted assassination of Gaddafi, but I could have written the book about any number of leaders, world leaders.
Because, says Bob Reese, political terrorism is committed by just about every country on Earth. Bob Reese's novel steadily builds in excitement.
Climax, I don't want to say how it ends, occurs when the hero has a face-off with Gaddafi in Gaddafi's office in Libya.
Bob Reese does not apologize for putting Gaddafi into a fictional context.
I think that Gaddafi is a menace, and people like him are menaces, and something should be done about them. This is my way of saying what should be done about them. I don't think there are any problems with taking someone real. It's simply a logical extension of what's happening in fiction today. It's like a docudrama in advance.
That's Bob Reese, whose thriller Divine Assassin was originally published by Little Brown and is now in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.